Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Af HaNochish. And that's also the Nochish. So Rashi says, Midik Tony Af, since it says Lashon Af, also, Mechlaud Mo Rabbi Eliezer, Havi Inach Muadim. Mash, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the other animals, the Doiv, the Nema, the Bardless, they're also Muadim. Fred Gemara Kash, Arvo, Anan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says like this, it depends. This man, Shehem, B'nei Tarbos, if there are animals, even a lion, that you have a tame one, that you have pet in the house, ain't a muadim, it's not called a muad. But we hanochish muad liyerlam. Mash mekorin to Rabbi Eliezer, nochish is special. He's a muad, no matter whether it's tamed or not, he's always a muad to do damage. But the other animals, it depends. If they're a tamed animal, it's not a muad to do damage. So how could you say here, Rabbi Eliezer, oy ma'af hanochish, that nochish has the same halacha as the other ones? Samar says true, tani rather nochish. Say when Rabbi Eliezer only says nochish is a muad, not af. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, nochish is worse than the other animals. A nochish, a snake, is always a muad to do damage. But the other ones depend if it's a tame one or not. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says the chiddush like this now. Omar Shmuel. Ari b'rishus rabin. If you meet up with a lion in the rishus rabin, so doras v'ochal potter. If what the animal first does is, first he's doras. So Rashi says, doras, shloi horgo, elo mechayim ochlo poto. Deyorchayhu v'shem v'shus rabin poto. If a lion meets up with a man, and doesn't first kill him, but just rips off a piece of meat and start eating it, that's called urchay, that's normal for a lion. So that's like shein, that's the shein of a lion. So we know shein is poto v'shus rabin. Shein is only chayim v'shus hanizik. So if a lion does this type of a damage, Rishus Rabim, the owner of the lion is Potter. So, Ari Rishus Rabim Doras, if it just eats you up alive, V'yochal is Potter. Torah, first he rips you to pieces, means he kills you first. V'yochal, and then he eats you, Chayiv, you should know, then you're Chayiv, and only a Chatzin Ezek. Why? Rashi says Chayiv, the Lav Urchi, that's not the normal damage of a lion. The told of the Karen, that's what called the told of the Karen already. Oh, Mishalim Chatzinezik, Rishus Rabim. And then you have to pay Rishus Rabim, but only Chatzinezik. Hey, for a lion to kill you first and then to eat you, that's Mishuna. That's not the normal way a lion does damage. Normally, he eats you alive. So if he eats you, kills you first, then the owner of the lion is only Chayiv Chatzinezik. And then he's like a Chayiv, even Rishus Rabim. Yeah. Now explain. Doras v'yachal poter. If it eats you up alive, you poter b'rishus rabim. Kivon d'yorchal l'midris. Since that's a normal way the animal, the lion kills, have like k'may sha'ochla peres v'yachas. To a lion, it's the same thing like eating up vegetables and fruits. He eats up men the same way. So the heaven lay shame b'rishus rabim. Therefore, the leo for leo the lion, it's like he ate his lunch now. So that's shame b'rishus rabim that he's poter. What about Torah? Let's say leo first ripped you, first killed you. And then he eats you a little bit later. Lav urchayu, that's not the normal way. So therefore, that's called keren. Therefore, yechayi b'shus rabim, but a chatzinetik. So lemeimer, what do you want to tell me now? The treifa lav urchayu. It's not normal for Leo to first rip you apart and kill you first, and then eat you later. Mashma Leo eats you alive. That's the way a lion does. The lion eats up right away. He doesn't. He's not a derech for him to be Torah first to rip you and kill you, and then eat later. Fred Yomar's a postic, not like that. Well, still the postic says, Aryeh, Torev, Bidei, Goroisov. Anayeh rips things, like kills things first, in order for the rest of its kids. So Mashmelot to Derek for the lion to be Torev, to rip you apart first, to kill you first, and then to bring it to the kids. So Mar says true, Bishvil Goroisov. He does that for his kid's sake. In other words, when he eats for himself his own lunch, he eats you alive. But when he brings home lunch for his kids, then first he kills you, and then he brings the body for his kid. So therefore, to his kid, it's normal to be Torah first, but not for himself. Then the pasuk says, "Umechanek lil voisov." It strangles somebody for his wife. He has to bring home food for his wife also. So if his wife also is mechanek, he strangles you. So it's mashm also. First he kills you, and then he brings you home for his wife's eat. So Mar says, "Nachamo bishvil levoisov." He only does that to give his wife's eat. He has to first choke a guy to death, and then bring him to his wife. But again, when he eats his own supper, he eats right away, he doesn't kill first. The pasuk says, V'yamale terav churav, that the lion goes home and stores up his chur, his den, with terav, with people that he killed. So again, you see, first he kills, and then he takes it home to his den. So Mar says, Nachamo, b'shvil churav, That's only when he wants to store food in his den, so he kills first and then he schleps it home. But again, when he wants to have a fair supper, he just eats right away. He doesn't kill first. Vice the Pasuk says, "Umo'enoisav tereifa." It's also menoisav, this place where he lives. Also, he first kills. So again, the Gemara says, "Bishvil menoisav." Again, that's only if he wants to keep the food storage, then first he'll kill and store it. But in the case normal, where he's going to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and he's hungry and eats, the derech for a lion's teeth is just to eat somebody alive and not to kill him first. Therefore, if he kills him first and then he eats it, so that's called tam. It's mishuna yoni peyachatzin nezek, even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. For the Gemara, I've Tanya, we learned v'chein chaya shenichnas olachotzra nizik. If a chaya goes into Rosh Hashanah nizik, so torfa behema v'yochlo. Bosa v'yochla bosa meshalom nezik shalom. If a chayim, so he's like a lion, goes into a chutzra nizik and it's tore off the behema there, it rips off and rips the behema, kills the behema first, and then it eats it. The v'yochla bosa is meshalom nezik shalom. So Chukash was why? What do you have to pay nezik shalom for? The churat should be like Karen. You're telling me now it's not normal for an ari to first be tore, first to kill it and then eat it. The normal way is from eat it alive. See, if it killed it first, what is the pay nezik shalom? So Moses says, Hochel Mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hochel Mayaskinon, Shetofo Laniach. Again, he killed it, because not that he was hungry now for lunch. He had his lunch already. But he just wants to keep it for supper. So that's normal. If he wants to have food on hand to have for later, so that's the way he does the line. He kills and saves it. It's only if he wants to eat it right away, then it's not a derech for him to kill first. Fred Gemara Ochel Ketoni, it says the Leo ate it. So how can you tell me in his mind it was first to leave it over? So what's our tayyib in Nimlucha? We're talking about that the lion changed his mind. That first the lion killed the animal, he thought to leave it over for supper. And then afterwards he had a tayyib to eat it, so he ate it up right away. For Yachla, Fred Gemara, how do you know this? Mino Yadin, how do you know that's what Leo did? You can't ask him. How do you know that Leo, that first his kavana was to kill, to leave it over for supper? So that's an urchei, that's why you chayiv nezek sholem. You see him right away eating up the behema, that's because he changed his mind. How do you know that? The yard is secondly the Shmuel Nami Dil Mahochi Hevi. So according to Shmuel also then, why does Shmuel say if an Ari is tore off an animal or a person and then he eats him up? Yechayiv Chatzin Ezek, why? Maybe since maybe first his das was to leave it over for later. So that's Urchei Mahochi. So why Yechayiv Rosh Hashanah Rabbi should be potter? So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, let's start in Ketani. What we learned here means different ways, different sides, like this. If the lion was Torah, killed somebody, in order to leave it over to eat for later, Oi Dorsa Vyokhlo, or else a lion right now is Doris, means starting to eat somebody alive, and he ate him up right now, Mishalem is Nezek Sholem. That's an Urche Bachi, for that you have to pay Nezek Sholem. If he did this, Mishus HaNizik, for that Urche, then you are Kaiv. But we see clearly, either he left it over for later, or else he ate it up, and he killed it, right, and he didn't kill him first. He ate him up alive. That's when the lion is the Balha or Ari is chayiv. Ravina says, Ki ka mashmul, when the Shmuel say, Bari tarbus. Shmuel is talking about only a tame lion. But leave it to Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer, the Yom Alav Urche, that Rebbe Lezer says, a tame lion attacks only a tam, it's not Urche to do damage. Fred Gemari Yachi, the star, feel a darsan ami le chayiv. Said, even if he's darsan, should also be chayiv then. Monashach, even if he eats him up alive, it should also be chayiv b'shus rabin. It should be called tam. Tam is chayiv b'shus rabin. Ela the Ravina lava the Shmuel itmel. Around the episode, Ravina says not going on Shmuel. Ela masnisin is going on the Mishnah that kitani masnis. We learned our Mishnah bari tarbus. That the Brayster means talking about a tamed lion. Valiva the Rebbe Lezer goes according to Rebbe Lezer shita. The Yom alav urchei. That's not urchei. It's not normal for a tamed lion to do damage. Therefore, when the tame lion does damage, that's why it's chayiv b'shus rabin. That's called keren. The yachiv at the Gemara chatzin ezek boy lishlumei. Of his zoy, why does the pay nezek sholem? It's keren. It's only pay chatzin ezek. And the Gemara the yayit, so man, we did it three times already. That's why it's chayiv b'shus rabin. The yachiv my hiding tonel gabi told her the shein. Gabi told her the keren boy lishnayil. And so they're telling me now it's talking about a tamed lion. That's a Karen. So what is it said by the told us a Shane? I should have said about it, told us a Karen. So Moses says Kasha, and I claim that's a little of a Kasha. Like if it's a Karen, it shouldn't have been speaking about by the told us of Shane. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah. Ma bein tam lamuid. Ma bein tam lamuid. What's the difference between a shor that's a tam or a shor that's a muid? El a shatam and shalom chatzin ezek migufay. Two differences.
time, the first time, the first two, three times of damages with its keren, its mishuna, chavnos lazik, you only have to pay half of the damage, and also one in the gufa, from the gufa of the shore. If your shore is only worth $50, and it did $200 worth of damage, you don't have to pay more than the $50 that your shore was worth, even though it's less than the chatinezik. Or muad, but when your shore did it already three times, then it does hezik, mishalom, that the shore has to pay for the complete damage, and min aliyah, not from the gufa of the shore, but from your own pocket, you have to pay the money, the complete damage. But the marmai aliyah, what does it mean min aliyah? Omer Rav Loza b'mulu shem b'chazim, you have to pay from the best of your property. No, it's not only from the shore, but from your property, from the breast, like idiots. The chayin rabbi pasuk is also v'yishkav cheskiyo im avaisim yikbru b'malo kibre b'nei David. What does it mean that they buried him in the best kvorim of b'nei David? V'yomer Rav Loza b'malo eitzum ulu shem b'mishpacha. They buried him near the choshim of people in the mishpacha. O ma ninu, who is that? David Shlaimai. That they buried cheskiyo near David Shlaimai. Then the pasuk says v'yikbru b'kvoroisov. David, that they buried him in the place where they dug the grave in the city of David. And they buried him in the mishkav that was full of the besamim and zonim. For the Gemara, what does it mean? What type of spices is this? My besamim and zonim. What does it mean? So Rashi says this pasuk is on Baba Asa Melech Yehuda. So what does it mean? They put on his bed on the coffins besamim and zonim. So Reb Lezer Waima zini means all different type of spices. We have Shmuel ben Achmeni Yoma besamim, so a special type of a spice. Whoever smells it right away has type of his nose. It smells so good. Right, the pasuk says in Yimyo, Kikoru Suchul Lachdeni, that they dug traps to ditches to catch me, or Pachim Tomil Ragda to catch my trap, my feet. We have a law Zoima, Shechashdu Mizoina. That means to say that they had a chash, they spelled about
it. They were Cheshed Yimyo live with his Zoina. Like Tyson says, Yimyo was a Kayin and he was also to a Zoina. And the Shmuel ben Achmeni Yom Shechashdum Yishesish. No, they were Cheshed Yimyo live with Yishesish. So Moshe says, "Vishlam the man Yom Shechashdum Yizoyna Hayne Dostir Kishucha Mulke Zoyna." Because they're Loshen Shucha by Zoyna. And the man Yom Shechashdum Yishesish Mai Shoicha. So Gemara says, "Oto Yishesish Minafka Mechal Zoyna." And Yishesish is also called a Chash. He's living with the Zoyna.
Yishesish Minafka Mechal Zoyna. If you live with an Yishesish, it's also like doing znus. So now it's not sure what the pasuk says, ki kara shucha, shucha has to do with znus. This time when the man, the Yom Shechashdu, Meshesesh, they thought that Chizkiyo lived with Meshesesh.
Yeah. Again, if the Seir Chashdu, Meshesesh, Hayna Dichsiv, Yatsu Hashem, Yadafiyas, Kol Etzosel, El Mavis. And they wanted to kill me, because it's living with Eishesish, Chayim Misa. Elo man, the Yom Zayna, the only Chayish, you live with the Zayna. Milo Mavis, what do they want to kill him for? You don't get Misa if you live with the Zayna. And the Gemara says, Shechil, Leber Tit, but they want to throw me into Gehenna like Leber Tit, they want to get rid of me. Dorash Rava, might have said what the Pasuk say, Yiyo, Mokshalim, Lefanecha, Beis Apecha. Asay Behem. What does that mean? Omer Yirmiyo, Lefanecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yirmiyo, Lefanecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rebunish Shalom. Afilo Bishah, Shayishim, Tzedaka. Even the time when the Rishoyim do tzedaka, hechshilim b'vnei yodim sheinim ogonim. Let the Rishoyim do it to people that are not fit. Kedesh leikabel oyim tzchar, that the Rishoyim should not receive reward for the few mitzvahs that they do. Make it that the tzedaka they do is not real choshev tzedaka. Then the pasuk says, v'kovet osu loy b'moysoy. They gave tremendous respect to Chizkiyo when he died. Malamit sheyeshivu yeshiva kivroy. That they made a yeshiva there, the Talmidim sat and learned Torah by his kever. Pligibar Rab Nostin, Rabbonis, some Achlaikis. Chadom Eshloishis, some say they stood there for 3 days.